think we're going to go ahead and get this thing kicked off. We've got a good bunch here. And so, guys, welcome if you're here. Special call today, and I'm excited. And I think the biggest way, our Lord, we are recording, biggest thing I want to tell people out there is we have always been active in the annuity side of the business. And being active in the annuity side of the business, I mean, we've got, I mean, Paul Epstein was just shared a note that he wrote an annuity about 10 years ago with a client. So Paul's been active with annuities, but we've said, hey, we need to get better at it. We need to make sure there's more tools, more communication, more education on the annuity side. And so one of the things we've done is, you know, Andy Albright, who I'm so grateful for, put together, I think they started, over a year and a half ago, they put together the Burlington Alliance Capital Management, BAM, which has been a great resource for us. They brought in Chris Norris to help lead that, and Chris has helped. And then we've just said, you know, we've invented some tools. Like we created this thing called the Green Sheet. We created a process that involves doing a Zoom session or a phone call with Chris Norris. We talked about changing our ATM. So we've got this Your Financial Picture page, which is designed to dovetail in with the Green Sheet. We've added carriers. So we've added all these tools, and we've just been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And we are now starting to see this explosion because we've dropped roots in terms of people's minds and understanding and using the tools. And now, hey, if I can tell you, the avalanche has started. The avalanche of annuities is happening. And so the one thing that I would want you to know if you're here with us is that, hey, this annuity avalanche is going on. We want you to be part of it. And I mean, just to give you an idea of some of the numbers that are happening, we're talking about records and being on record pace. For the first quarter of this year, we had $1.66, almost $1.7 million of annuities issued just within the tri-state team in the first quarter, January, February, March. Well, in the month of April, we've had 1.3 million in annuities issued. 1.3 million just in the month of April. And we've got another 700,000 pending with more stuff brewing in the background. There might be some that have been submitted. I don't even have on my report here. But just from what we know, so we're already on pace, just looking at that, for over 2 million in annuities for the quarter. And I really think we've got a good shot at hitting 2 million with each and every one of your help. So first of all, we're rallying towards 4 million for the quarter, and we want each and every one of you to have a part of it. We believe you can be a big part of it, and we're excited about that. So that's huge. Now, we've got several things we're going to do today. One, we're going to keep talking about it, because I think if I can get you to understand that working with annuities is fun and easy. It's fun and easy. Now, sometimes you might say, well, but talking to people's hard. Well, okay, some parts are hard. But you know what? Overall, it's fun and easy. I mean, here's what's hard. You don't want to think about something hard. Chris, can you imagine being a skin diver for Roto-Rooter?
I don't think I want to imagine that. That See, is, yeah, that's a dirty job.
Yeah, it's worse than dirty. Are you putting on your skin diving suit and you're jumping into someone's septic tank, crawling through there? Oh, good God. Yeah, we'll make somebody vomit if we think about that too much. Okay, see, that would be a hard job. You bring it in like, you know, Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs. I always wanted him to interview a skin diver for Roto-Rooter. But the bottom line is, hey, this ain't a dirty job like that. This is fun and easy. And we got people to help us out on the hard parts if we're feeling like, hey, like we're lost or need some guidance. So first thing is, if I can, I want to kick off a success story. Now, I don't know if I see him tuned in yet, but do we have Blake Christen on? I don't know if we have him on audio or video. Blake, are you there? Let's see. Blake, are you tuned in, buddy? We just talked, and I thought he was good. All right. He will be joining us in a minute. So if we do get him, I thought he was all set and had a link and everything else. All right. We'll get to Blake here. But we've got Blake Christen. We've got a story about him following the process. And the biggest thing is we're going to just want to keep repeating how simple the process is. One of the questions we get is, Mike, where do y'all find annuity money? And we find it everywhere. We find it when we do war market practice appointments. We find it on final expense appointments. We find it when we're doing mortgage protection appointments. We find it when we're doing current client leads and annual reviews. We find it if you get a referral from ERS, we find that you might get a referral from another annuity client. So we're finding annuity money everywhere. It's everywhere. And so if I can just help people understand that, then we're good. So, all right. Now, so Blake is on. Let me find out which number he's dialed in as. Shaquam, I need you to grab, or who's got control? We have control there.
I got it. Mike, he's on.
He's on. Okay, if you can open up his line, I think we'll be good. There we go. Blake, there we go.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy, how we doing?
I'm awesome. Sorry about that. I was trying to text you. They wouldn't go through for some reason.
That's okay. It's all right. Hey, we got you. Thank you. All right, I need you to be there. Awesome, dude. Well, hey, look, since you're here, real quick, just let people know who you are and who hired you and what you were doing before you got rolling with us, Blake.
Yes, sir. My name's Blake Christen. I've been with the Alliance I've been licensed for a little under 5 months now. Before this, I'm down here in Orlando. Junior Korea hired me. So before this, I graduated college in May, struggled to find a job that I was happy with, did some advertising sales for a little bit and wasn't a huge fan of it. So I kind of started looking again around October, November, and that's when I met Junior. And, been the biggest blessing of my life. So Junior's been helping me out like crazy. And, I'm just super excited for the future holds.
Well, that's cool. Hey, I got a question for you on that. You said you were looking for a job that you were happy with. Did you try one of them skin diving for Roto-Rooter jobs?
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Hey,
that falls under the definition of crappy jobs, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. So have you written an annuity prior to 2 days ago with us?
No, sir, had not.
All right, so this is a first time story in case somebody's wondering, in case somebody thought we're sneaking in some kind of crazy veteran annuity writer. Talk about how you find annuity money anywhere. Mike, tell us a little bit about this person that you met with and how you found out about the opportunity maybe to serve them with annuity money or serve them with an annuity as a tool.
Yeah, so I helped my aunt, I was talking to her at Easter dinner a couple weeks ago, and I'm kind of mad at myself. Junior told me when I got my license I needed to do some more market appointments, that if I'd have done more and listened to him better, I might have written this 4.5 months ago, you know?
Yeah.
But we were just having a conversation, and she mentioned some money she had in her savings and money she had stocks and different things, and I kind of told her about Chris and said I wanted to get him on the phone with her, and she agreed. So I didn't have any of my stuff with me because it was just with the family for dinner. So I didn't have a green sheet, so I kind of just took notes on a blank sheet of paper. I went to book an appointment with Chris, but he was traveling with Andy all week, so he didn't have any appointments available on his calendar. So I knew he was going to be in Lakeland next week, so I made it a point to go up and talk to him. We had a few conversations when he was here in Lakeland, and we kind of booked a day where I would drive out and see my aunt again. He was able to talk to her.
Okay. Well, pause right there. So I think this is important because we talk about the tools, and we're going to go through the process with Chris here in a second. But one of the big things we talk about, one of the first things, one of the tools is, okay, we need to help us as we find out questions. I'm guessing you probably didn't have your ATM with you
nope.
At Easter dinner. So it's not like you stopped in the middle of Easter dinner and said, let me put in my ATM for everybody, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And like you said, you didn't have a green sheet with you, but you made notes. You knew what was on the green sheet, so you made notes. You went to book a time with Chris. You saw he was booked, couldn't get a time. But then I love this. You actually found out he was going to be local, so you met him face-to-face. And And so you managed to find a time where he could help you, even though he wasn't officially available on his calendar. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And I can't thank Chris enough for being so flexible and, you know, text me back right away when I, and just being able to go out of his way to do that for me.
Okay. Well, I think that's huge. You know, I think because some people, and that BookMe page is a great tool to access Chris, but some people will say, well, I don't see any time slots for Chris. It's like, well, there's other ways. You know, like you go to a menu, you may, at a restaurant, you may not see what you like on the menu, but if you know how, you can order off menu. You know, like some people don't know, you go to Starbucks, you can get all these fancy drinks that aren't on the menu as long as you know to ask for them. So one of the things here by being on this call, if hopefully you picked up, and you saying, hey, I'm trying to get in touch with Chris. You've got Chris's contact info. You can shoot him a text. You can shoot him a call. And he might be traveling doing all these boot camps like he's been doing all week, but he might be able to sneak in 10 or 15 minutes a week. And so I think that's huge. So we're going to come back to the simple way to book with Chris, but I love your persistency and thoughtfulness and realizing it's okay to pull it in differently. That's a big deal. Okay, so yeah. Now, so you had a modified green sheet. You modified how you booked your time with Chris. And so you sat down with your aunt. When did you sit down with her?
Yeah.
When was it?
What was that? I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, what day did you sit down with her?
Oh, it was Wednesday.
Okay, just Wednesday, 2 days ago. Okay,
yeah.
And talk about that appointment. How did it go? What happened?
Right, so I got there about 15 minutes before I knew Chris was going to call and just kind of told her more about who he was what my experience was with him. And I've heard him talk a few times. I just, you know, edified him as much as I could and got the information ready so that when Chris called, you know, she had her paperwork in front of her for what she has now, and he was able to help the best he could.
Awesome. Awesome. And so what product did you guys end up going with?
We did FNG. It was the, it was the 10-year one. I forget the exact name of it.
Okay. It was the accumulator product.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, accumulator.
Okay, awesome. All right, accumulator product. Okay, cool. Okay, so we got that done. How do you feel having wrapped that up?
Oh, man, it feels great. Cool. Yeah, it felt really good. I was excited. Excited to write some more.
There you go. Hey, and by the way, as we talk about Alaskan cruise points, when that gets issued, 10% of that 50,000 is 5,000 in Alaskan cruise points. That's a big chunk right there. Plus points toward promotion, helping you moving up to the next level. You got points that way. Plus you'll get some commission on that. That'll be fun. That's going to be exciting, dude.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Woo-wee. Hey, I've got some other questions. Did you talk to your aunt about her ERS system?
A little bit. Not a lot. We kind of talked for, you know, me and her are super close, so we talked a good bit. So, you know, if there wasn't, but there wasn't really a need to, I felt I couldn't really go through the ERS with her because, you know, I would know what happened to her. So basically I just asked if she knew anyone else that I could potentially help. And we got on the phone with one of my other aunts and a cousin. And she kind of told them how I helped her. And I'm going to try to see if I can set something up with them when we get back to Paris.
Hey, there you go. So maybe it was the exact ERS system, but you did ask for referrals one way or another, and you got
exactly
on the phone with someone there. That's what I was looking for, buddy. I didn't know if you'd done it. I was just thinking because, hey, I'm not going to ask. Good job on your part. Well, hey, Blake, I know you're out there hanging out at the Goad Ranch with Noel and Junior and his teammate, and I know you've got to come on away just to jump on real quick. So if you got to scoot, hey, I appreciate it. I just want to get that story out as a rookie agent getting their first annuity done. And, boy, I'm excited that you had that first one under your belt. It'll make the other one so much easier. Good stuff, Blake.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, buddy. Awesome. Rock on.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, guys, so that's what I want to start with. I always like success stories. I like good things that are going on. And just to give an idea of some of the people on our leaderboard this quarter, people that have written some annuities, Rosa Tarrin, 1,000, Tad Peterson doing a monthly annuity with the National Life Group. That's kind of that starter annuity. Michelle Walker did one of the starter annuities for $100 a month. Brian Beasley did a starter annuity for $100 a month. Jerry Gonzalez, a starter annuity for $300 a month. Megan Wood, an annuity for $40,000. Junior, one for $44,000. Katrina, $65,000. James Allaire, $100,000. Eric Thompson, $168,000. Greg Towns, $310,000. Tracy Alvarado, $638,000. So we got some big annuity numbers, and that's just in the last 4 weeks that's been issued. That's the last 4 weeks of what we've had issued. That's like not all year. That's 4 weeks. So fired up out of my mind. And the guy that's really had a lot to be doing making this happen, and he's been making it happen because he's making himself accessible. He's been on conference calls. He's been flying around the country like crazy the last couple months. I mean, he's just gotten back. It looks like he's at his house. Are you at your house, Chris?
I am. I did not even make it to the office yet.
So that kind of gave you half part of the day off, but you're still on your time off trying to help us out here, and I appreciate so much. I really do. But, man, Chris, before we can get into details and questions, what's some of the stuff that you've been noticing, seeing around the country and with this annuity avalanche? What's some of the stuff you're noticing and seeing?
That is a great term, is the avalanche. I like that. I'm going to have to steal that from you and coin it. But, you know, again, I want to say thank you to everybody that's on this call, but everybody around the country, because without you guys, we wouldn't be successful. So that you guys know, we have doubled the annuity production year to date from this time last year as a company. So we have already doubled as a company, and I think we can triple. I think we can hit the numbers that we were talking about from a goal standpoint. So we are seeing huge momentum, just like you were saying, Mike. You know, not only within your team, but we're seeing momentum around the country. I think that's a credit to all the agents that are asking. I mean, that's the big thing. You talked about the fact that, you know, one of the big keys is we're just asking questions. We're asking, we're looking for that type of business. That has made a huge difference. The other thing that I think has made a huge difference is people like Mike and people, you know, the leadership, you know, really helping and stepping out and helping the agency force, you know, make sure that they understand the processes and make sure that, hey, you know, we are accessible. Just like you said, hey, you know, reach out to me, reach out to our team, because we want to help. Even if our calendar looks like it's full, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be bashful. Reach out to us. That's what we get paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, it's, you know, just because you see that, hey, his schedule's booked. Oh, no. That's cool. Don't mean that there's not other times. And Chris, I mean, Chris, he wants to be helping. I mean, you know, it's like, thank you. I think the big thing I can say is Chris, you know, Chris is looking to see it grow. I mean, he's inside. I'm sure I know how Andy works, and I know Chris ain't just being paid a salary to sit there and do nothing. I know Andy's got high expectations of Chris and what he's doing. And so I know Chris needs to be working for whatever goal he's got and for whatever goal is in mind. So I know he's willing to do what it takes. And so people understand that, yes, he's got his normal times, but if you've got a case and you're working and you need help, Chris is going to be able to help you make it happen. And by the way, we've got other leaders that I believe we've got other leaders that I think are qualified to help you if there was some emergency in Chris, is it? Like right now, if you come on in, DJ, if you would call Paul Epstein, he's one of the best out there within our team. He's awesome. If you call Joseph Dukes, he's on a good run with annuities right now. If you call Junior Korea, if you call, you called Mickey Cruz, you get good answers from these folks who are writing some annuities. And there's probably others out there. I don't leave out the phone today. But these guys all are doing volume, and they've written several cases. They're helping people on their teams. So we have this emergency backup beyond Chris if you need. Gina Hawks takes calls and can be available. She knows a ton. So if we can just get people to see, well, Chris is a great resource. He's also not the only one. Is the whole, we say a rising tide raises all ships. We're seeing more people's confidence and competence rise throughout the company on this. Whew. All right. So, Chris, let's start at the beginning. So, we got new agents. They're hearing the word annuity. And maybe where should they be looking? Let's just kind of take them through the basics real quick. where should they be finding the annuity? We've talked about where to find it, but what are some of the key things that we should be reminding people to be doing in their sales process for locating the money? And I'll just kind of walk through these steps so we can help them get a good baseline of what to be doing.
Okay. So you mentioned it earlier that they're out there doing final expense, they're doing mortgage protection. We want you to keep doing what you're doing. So you're using the ATM. I'm shaking my head because everybody should be saying, yeah, I use the ATM. We want you to use the ATM. We want you to follow the path that's already out there. I mean, the resources that we have in the company are tremendous. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. So if we use the ATM and we talk about your financial picture page, and we just use the green sheet in coordination with that. So as you're going through the ATM and you ask those questions in the ATM, we want you to complete the green sheet. We want you to ask all those questions. We want you to ask the hard questions. You know, what other assets do you have that would offset the mortgage if something happened? You know, because at that point we're asking, where are our savings at? Where's your 401k? Is that with a previous employer or a current employer? We're looking for retirement accounts. The other thing that I would tell you to do is no matter what they answer, you're going to tell them, I'm going to come back to that. We're not going to get excited. We don't want you to divert. We want you to do what you told your clients you were there to do. So if you told them you were coming to do final expense, or you told them you were coming to do a mortgage protection, we want you to do that plan and help your clients. We just want you to remember at the end that we're going to say, hey, by the way, you told me you had this account or this account. You know, what are your goals for that account? What are you trying to accomplish? You know, how much of it can you afford to lose? The next step from there is we're trying to set up another appointment. In that whole conversation in the ATM and that really quick piece that I just talked about, I never said the word annuity. All we're trying to do is set up another appointment. You're trying to book a meeting from a meeting. Everybody should hear know the word BAM FAM, but that's what we're doing. We're booking a meeting from a meeting. You, Mike said it, we have resources. So if you can't get on my calendar and you've got somebody that you know you need help with, reach out to Mike. Reach out to Joe Dukes. All these people, Paul, and these people are willing to help. So I would tell you, don't be afraid to do that. If for some reason you don't see time on our calendar, you guys need to text me directly. You know, I use this, you know, this past 2 weeks when I've been out there, you guys set, 2 weeks ago, you set 131 appointments on my calendar. Do the math. That's 43 hours. It doesn't leave me a lot of time to answer the telephone. But if you text me and tell me you're in a house or you need other things, I'm going to respond to you as soon as I get a break. Because all of those 43 hours are not spent on the phone. I may be 5 minutes with one and 35 with another, but I won't have 2 or 3 minutes here and there. So we want you to reach out. We want you to use the resources. Kelly and Paula are very knowledgeable and can at least get you started the right direction and help you set appointments. One of the things I've been talking about, Mike, that might help your folks here too, is our calendar only goes out 2 weeks. You know as well as I do, 2 weeks, you know, we make changes. Sometimes I get called that I've got to travel, so it only goes out 2 weeks. So if I blocked off a whole week, you're only going to see 1 week that's available. It doesn't mean we're not free and I don't have some free time. It just doesn't go any further. So reach out to us. Make that phone call. Let us know what you're trying to do. If you've got somebody, Katrina was texting me this week to try to do an appointment today for her. So we've got that on our calendar. I've got no problem with that. Blake, like you said, Blake made a beeline for me when we were at the boot camp in Lakeland and said, hey, I want to talk to my aunt. And I said, hey, I'll be traveling this week, but I know the way that it works. I'll talk for an hour and then Gina will talk for an hour. So we can work around that. You know, so we will make it work. And we did lots of appointments this week while I was out and about. So the key there is we want you to use the resources. We want you to do what you were there to do. Remember the basics. You know, do the final expense, do the mortgage protection. Once we get done with that, we want to talk about setting up an appointment for us to have a conversation. That conversation that you need to be involved with. It's not send it to me and book an appointment and you forget about it. You need to be on the phone. The reason all these people that are out there that are learning and becoming better salespeople and more willing to talk about annuities is because they're listening to the conversation and they're getting more comfortable. So you guys have to stay involved when you set up appointments. At the end of the day, they're your client. You know, I always talk about the fact that, hey, we want everybody to be paid, but you don't want to depend 100% on me to get you paid. We need you to stay involved. Does that make sense, Mike? Does that give you a pretty good rundown?
It does. And I'm gonna kind of go back, and I want to hit on just a couple things that you said. So when we said we're using the ATM, we're using the green sheet, and by the way, it's okay, you know, if you have green sheet, it's not green. If you don't have green paper, you got white paper. It's okay. You know, there's no racism on green sheets. Okay. So we take either color. We don't care. You can use a different color altogether. It's not the color of the sheet. It's you have. We'll take a cocktail napkin from Easter dinner. Okay. So, and as long as you know you're writing the questions down that come from that Your Financial Picture page in the ATM, you know that you're getting it. And that comes out about just because you don't go in saying, all right, y'all, I'm here to write an annuity. I need to know where your money's at. Come on, man. This ain't a stick up. You know, we ain't trying to rob the 7-Eleven. You're there. You're building a relationship. And above all things, the appointment process is the same. We're just going in with our annuity antenna turned on. So we're making a friend. We're finding out what their need is. And part of finding the need is the financial picture page and getting this detail. I've got an agent, Ted Evans. I love it because we've been telling people you should be filling out a green sheet as part of step two, which is find out what's their pain. And so I've got several agents now, when they call from the home, they'll first text over the green sheet filled out with some other notes on it and then call. And so now, instead of me having to go and take notes, they're telling me all their health issues and whatever crazy stuff is, I can look at it. And then I'm like, ah, we got someone that's following the process. I'm like, this guy's going to win. Mm-hmm. So, Ted Evans, if you're tuned in, it's like, well, I'm proud of you for just doing that. I've seen other people do it, too. Kevin Escobar does that. So, some other folks out there that will do that. Okay. The next big thing, like I heard Chris say, is do your job, which is take care of the mortgage protection, the final expense, whatever that is, and then circle back. So after you've done the application, maybe you've done the ERS referral system, maybe you haven't yet, whichever, but after you've got the application completed, or if you somehow determined that life insurance isn't needed, it's not a fit, and you've checked with someone, another veteran agent, to verify that thought process, then we can start to bring up what I call, or what Chris calls, the other questions about their money. What's your goal for this money? Are you concerned with the market run-up? Are you concerned about a possible correction? Are you concerned about whoever is in the White House doing something crazy? Are you concerned about someone in another country doing something crazy and it messing up your account? Are you concerned about the poor interest rates that you're getting at your CDs or on your savings? I mean, we've got all these questions, and I love, we can go to the list of questions that Brent Swindell memorized. It's helped him become an annuity stud. By the way, Chris, I am curious, who is the top year-to-date annuity producer so far?
Brent Swindell, unless Dr. Aber wrote another one, I just don't know if it's been issued. But Brent is the leader as of right now.
And what do you know what his total is? In case anybody
He's over a million. He was over a million in January.
He's over a million. So it's not like he's at 5 million. So he's still within, like, we got people that can catch him. So in case they're like, oh, he's so great. He's great, but yeah, yeah, great. I love Brent. Don't get me wrong. But y'all can catch him, okay? He's not some superstar who's untouchable, you know? It's not going to be like a privilege to touch the hem of his gown. Okay, we can get after him. And so I think that's, you know, that's very doable. And we'll have people on our team that I think will be. We'll beat him and be in the top five based on what we got going on. So, but one of the things Brent did was he got after these questions, and he just got good at having the questions to ask and having great bond rapport. Great bond rapport, yep. Good at asking questions is what made him a winner on the annuity side. Okay, so then we found the money. We've started to use questions to help clarify if there's a pain point, to clarify if there's a need. Just like we do on the life insurance side, you know, we're not out there on the life insurance side talking about a life insurance product until we find out what their need is. We've got to find out some more questions about what's going on. So if you know some of the questions, you can start to tee up and clarify the need, which then says, you know what? My buddy Chris Norris, he's pretty good in this arena at helping people solve these kind of problems. If you could give them the same courtesy you've given me, I can introduce you to him over the phone or over a Zoom session, and he might have some ideas to help you out. He might not, but he might. And so now we go into appointment setting. But if you understand the pain, what's some of the pain? Well, are they concerned about their RMDs? What's an RMD? Required minimum distribution. We're not going to teach them all that now, but if you're trying to build your financial literacy, that's something you can learn about. Are they concerned about losing money? Are they concerned about running out of money? Are they concerned about poor rates of return? Are they concerned about, having hidden expenses and hidden fees in their 401k that their old employer is still managing? All these things, we can start to identify the pain in what they might be feeling, and whatever they respond to, make a note, because now we can talk about the solution. And then we get into booking that appointment. And booking that appointment with Chris, or if not Chris, someone else, it's good, but we'll start off with Chris. And so now we got the green sheet, we booked the appointment, we mail in or scan an email in the green sheet. And then from there, we are present for the appointment. Ideally, it's if I've got an appointment with Shaquan, I'm sitting at Shaquan's house, I've got my laptop, I've got my Zoom session, and Chris can see Shaquan and his wife, and they can see me because I'm face-to-face. They see all of us there at one time. That would be the ideal. The second best ideal is we've got Chris on speakerphone. I've got him on speakerphone. Shaquan and I are sitting here talking. We both are sitting here talking to Chris. That's the second best, okay? But the key is I'm there because Chris is going to give us guidance, and I have to be able to help administer the next step. And if I'm not there, how can I do that? I can transfer credibility much more easily if I'm here with the client and Chris is there. The value is 10 times higher or 20 times higher if I'm here when we have that conversation with Chris. If you throw it over the wall and give it to Chris, not as valuable. I mean, is it better than doing nothing? Yeah, but we're still kind of just chasing butterflies in a windstorm, okay? It's like, I want to take that butterfly, I want to turn that cup over, I want to have him in that cup and then try to trap him. You know, it's like easier to get the butterfly that way if he's already trapped. And I don't mean to sound like we're trapping the client, but just you get the idea of the ease of connecting, communicating, and solving a problem if you've got all the parties there at the table at one time. So, all right, Chris, these are the simple things. Is there anything else? I'm trying to, as I was listening to you, I just made some notes that I went over what I want people to see as we relate to this process. Chris, is there anything else that you're thinking that we're leaving off or we need to do as another good reminder for people that are out there and executing and making things happen?
I think a couple of little just tidbits that I would add is we need to keep it simple. You know, I mentioned it in the beginning. I think I want to make sure everybody heard what I said, which is in that initial conversation when you're doing the green sheet and you're filling that information and you're helping your client, we're not going to talk about, we're not going to talk about annuities. Our whole goal should be to set up another appointment. You know, it's no different than your goal on the telephone. You want to set up an appointment. You know, you don't have to get into the weeds, and feel uncomfortable, because that's the biggest issue that we see. Agents don't want to talk about it because they feel uncomfortable. We're telling you don't need to worry about that. We're telling you build rapport. Just like Mike said, that's the key. Make a friend, build rapport, get them to trust you, and then book a meeting from a meeting. That's what I mean by keeping it simple. A couple of things that I've seen other guys do, everybody, when I go out and about and I talk to people and we're using leads and, they're telling me, hey, I sit a lead beside me and I just flip the lead sheet over and I start writing on the back of it. Well, trick yourself and print the green sheet on the back of the lead. That way, when you flip it over, the green sheet's right there in front of you. And you remember what you need to do. Those questions are on the green sheet for a reason. So you have to trick yourself to get better. So little things that will make a big difference.
Yeah, that's huge. All right. Speaking of someone who I've seen moving and shaking on the annuity side and doing more, we got my buddy Joseph Dukes with us. Joseph, I know you're on the road helping families. Are you stable? Have we got a decent picture or voice from you?
Well, I don't know about a decent picture, but can you hear me?
I can hear you, buddy.
Fantastic.
Did you forget to brush your hair today?
You know, I did forget to brush my hair, and truthfully, right now y'all would be looking at the roof of my car as I'm rushing up I-15 on my way to my next appointment. But okay. This has been a bad to the bone phone call. Oh my gosh, definitely worth the price of admission today.
Cool. All right, so Joseph, just real quick, some people here may not know you. Tell everybody where you're living, and real quick, who hired you?
Cool. My name is Joseph Dukes. I was hired 13 years ago by Paul Epstein. I currently live in Mesa, Arizona.
Okay, cool. And, how would you describe your annuity prowess prior to a year ago?
Oh, Mike, I lose you. I'm sorry.
How would you describe your annuity successfulness or activity prior to a year ago?
Well, I would say spotty, to say the least. I mean, probably 10 years ago, I remember writing a couple annuities, and then I didn't write annuities for a long time. And I mean, literally hundreds and hundreds of clients that I sat down with and wrote mortgage protection on and final expense coverage on and didn't write an annuity. And it was just, I mean, truthfully, if I want to just be totally honest about it, it was lack on my end. It was lack of follow through, lack of tools in my tool bag to be able to have to systemize the whole process of being able to find annuities and have that conversation. So this has been just beautiful having Chris here. And I'm super excited about that.
Okay, cool. Well, talk about what happened this week.
Well, so this week, it was cool. Had actually a referral that from a mortgage protection client. I had actually helped her with her mortgage protection about 3 months ago. And yeah, see, nice smooth head.
Well brushed.
I know, it was well, and my teeth are too. I brush my teeth and comb my hair. But I helped her out with her mortgage protection. Because of the training that we've had with the IULs, I uncovered a need for an IUL with her. Then through the ERS system, she referred me over to her fiance, who I wrote a $300 a month IUL on her. Turn around and wrote an $800 a month IUL on him, and in talking with him and using the green sheet, uncovered $327,000 in a old 401k that we just are in process of rolling over right now. Wrote the app, wrote an e-app, and getting ready to process that today. And I want to put a shout out to Chris, because Chris is one of the busiest dudes I know. I mean, he is traveling all over the place. He's on Andy's jet. He's on commercial jets. He's traveling all over. He's driving around helping people. And there were three or four times this week that literally I had a quick question. I was with a client. I needed some help, and I wanted to make sure I gave the client clear and good answers. And I called, of course, it went to voicemail, but when I sent Chris a text and said, "Hey, I'm with a client. When you have a second, can you call me?" He called me every time. And it wasn't 10 seconds later. In some cases, it was 15 minutes. In other cases, it was a little longer. And like this morning, in fact, as I've been here for a while, and it's funny because I hear it all the time with new agents, Mike, that they want to have all the knowledge. They want to have it all. I just want to know everything before I go out and help people. I mean, I figured after 13 years, I should have some knowledge. And this morning I was reminded, Chris, when I needed to put my ego in my back pocket and ask more questions. So I actually was on the phone with the annuity carrier. I was like, I was disagreeing with what they were saying. I'm like, they're wrong. So I called Chris, and guess what? Joseph was wrong. So Chris, imagine that, the bald ego was wrong. But But the crazy part was that Chris was just able, just in a 2 second, you know, a 2 second phone call. In fact, it was cool. I sent him a text. He was flying. He was on final to land somewhere. Says, I can call you when I hit the ground. He called me, 5 minute conversation on the phone, answered my question, really saved the client from some major tax stuff I was about ready to put him in. I was about ready to jack up his stuff, and Chris helped me not do that. And it was cool because I called the client, and the client says, hey, I'm on my way over to talk to my company right now. And I was able to give him the information. He's like, cool, I'll have the check cut. And so we'll have a $327,000 check cut directly to the insurance carrier here within the next 7 days that we'll be able to send up to F&G Life and get his money protected. And then the cool thing is, here in another, you know, when he's ready to retire in another 10 years, he's got another chunk of money. And I've been able to, most importantly, I've been able to build a deeper relationship with this client because of the level of help I've been able to give him. And it's not because of me, it's because of the green sheet. It's because I'm talking to him about more than just the, for the longest time, Mike, I was so transactional. I'd go in and I'd help someone with mortgage protection. I was like, okay, I got to go to the next appointment. And I wouldn't get deep. Everything I was doing was surface level. I was helping people. I was making money. Don't get me wrong. I was making money, but I was only helping people at like a very surface level. Now we're able to drive and get deeper into their heart and deeper into their family and be able to help them more and more and more, which to me is the whole reason I'm in this business after this long. I mean, I love helping people, and truthfully, if you know, I love being able to get involved in people's lives and be able to help them out. So I'm super excited.
Awesome. Well, Joseph, buddy, I'm proud of you, and you know, I love that you're out there working hard but doing it in a way that you're learning to be smarter, because the way you're working relationships, you're calling the carrier, you're calling Chris, you're calling the client, you're using the tools. And it's like, see, it's that kind of mindset. Is you're the kind of candidate that's going to pass Brent Swindell on the annuity side.
That's right.
You know, and it's like, you're the kind of guy that's got a shot at doing that. And we got others out here too. So that's a big deal. All right. So we've covered a lot of these tools. I saw Noel put the note out that this call will be posted on our blog. So if you want to go back, listen to it. If you know somebody that needs to, that maybe didn't make it on here, that's fine. We're going to put it out there so people can come back and get it. But the last thing I'm going to leave, here's the big deal. We got a contest. We're focused like crazy on hitting this $4 million in this quarter. We believe it's going to happen. We think it's one of them BHAGs, or what they call it, a big, hairy, audacious goal. And it's one of them things where it's like, hey, $4 million is a big number, but we see it, we believe it, we believe in this team. And to help everybody be on board with it, here's what we want to do. We've got a contest that anybody on this call could win, because it's not based on whether you beat Brent Swindell or not. Here's the contest. Very simple. Every time you have gotten a green sheet submitted, booked an appointment with Chris, and met with the client and Chris at the same time, meaning that you were in the client's house and you got on the phone with Chris or on a Zoom session with Chris and the client, everybody was there, that's going to be 1 point. And we're starting this from May 1st. So it goes back to 2 days ago. We're having Kelly and Paula help us track this. But we're going to go May 1st to June 30th, two-month contest. And at the end, we're going to have a winner. We're working on the prize info. The prize info we'll have solidified in the next day or two. By Monday, we will have that locked in, I promise you. But here's what it'll be. It's probably going to be something cool or based around association. We've got some ideas. We're fine-tuning it. But it's going to be fun. Might involve a nice dinner with someone flying to see you to your city. But we're working on some details on that. But let me tell you what. It's simple. Fill out the green sheet. Book the appointment. Show up for the appointment. Mm-hmm. And you get a point. Is there any limit to how many points I get? No. What if they don't get an annuity? We don't care. Well, we care. We do care. We want you to help them, okay? But more important is that you get good at the process. So we're focusing on the activity, because if we know we focus on activity, the results will follow. He said, well, what if it's my curmudgeon-y uncle and he's only got $12,000 in a savings account? If you fill out the green sheet, book the appointment, and show up with the client and Chris Norris, you get a point. It's that simple. Now, we have some veteran agents on this team. They're like, Mike, what if I write an annuity and Chris Norris isn't there? I've been thinking about this. And I'm thinking, because we got someone like Paul Epstein. Paul Epstein, he can write three annuities in his sleep and not need to call Chris Norris. Like, what do we do for that guy? So here's the deal. If you happen to submit annuity this quarter and you didn't need to meet with Chris Norris because you're that good and we trust you, you get a point. Okay? Now, what if I wrote the annuity and I met with Chris? Do I get no? You only get 1 point for either you got the annuity submitted without Chris or you had the meeting with Chris. So you get 1 point, but I know we've got some guys that are more independent and don't necessarily need. They might need, like, maybe it was Joseph. You just need to call him, touch base. So, Joseph, you get this annuity written. Maybe you didn't need to meet with Chris and get him on the phone exactly at the same time. You just needed to touch base. Joseph, you still get a point. Okay? So what we want to do is not make it a hindrance for you if you don't need, not in as much need of help, but we certainly want everybody here to feel like, hey, by simply following these basics, filling out a green sheet, booking the time with Chris, and showing up for that time with Chris, I can win this contest and have fun with it. That's right. We'll let the results filter out along the way. We want a team that's good at this activity and good at this process. Chris, you got any comments, questions on what we're looking at for this contest?
No, I sent you some ideas earlier. We're more than willing to help. So I'm excited. You know, I say it all the time. I think you guys do all the heavy lifting. We are here to be your resource. We want to help as much as you need our help. I'm like, I'm with Mike. If you guys can write the business, we want to triple the annuity production in y'all's team. You know, however we get there, use us. I'll tell you some of the exciting things going on. We do have two people that we are getting licensed that will be able to help make phone calls and share the load. So we are growing. I said you guys set 130 appointments on my calendar. I think you guys can set 600 on the calendar. So again, you know, we just need more calendars. So we're working on that.
That's awesome. Because I had somebody say, man, it looks like Chris pretty booked up. He ain't booked enough. Keep booking. Call him, text him. Are they letting you out of your cage to go to Paris? Are they keeping you back here next week?
Oh, no. I've got to be here.
Good. All right. So, hey, if you're thinking, hey, man, I want a chance to get ahead in this contest, do it while we got people in Paris and Switzerland.
Yeah.
It's like, here's your chance to get a head start. I'll hold them back, okay? But Chris is still here on your side to help out because you focus on this process. It's like, man, that's going to help you move up big time on the Alaskan cruise. And, you know, whether we call it the annuity avalanche or the Alaskan annuity avalanche, whatever we're going to call it, but there's a lot going on. Chris, I thank you so much. Is there anything you think we've left off, Chris?
I don't think so. I am going to type my cell number because I think everybody has the office number, but I'm going to make sure they have my cell. Because, again, as busy as we are, texting me is really a great way to make sure we can stay in contact. Because, yep. Again, if I'm on the phone, I'll respond to you. So I did type my cell number in there too.
And I'll just say it out loud here for people. TJ put it on there so I can read it out loud. So we've got some people on the phone that probably need to write it down. So Chris's cell phone, 336-269-6233. That's 336-269-6233. We will post a few resources on BAM. So, number one, we will make sure we post Chris's cell phone, his BookMe link, and also we're going to post up there the 20 questions. Lauren, did you see Chris sent that to you and I? So, we're going to make sure we post it on BAM with a link to this call. So, you go back, listen to it, have these resources available. If you don't have a green sheet, it's on NAA Advanced Resources. We can post that and get you a copy as well. But, guys, I appreciate everybody being here. Chris, thank you for taking time despite the crazy busy schedule. Joseph Dukes, appreciate you leading from the front. Blake Christen, man, appreciate you as a rookie stepping out. And we got more. My gosh, I got so many other annuity stories I could have pulled in from just this week. Paul Epstein wrote one the other day for another $60,000 or $70,000. I got Megan Wood just wrote one for another $30,000 or $40,000. We've got Brittany Rodman wrote one, wrapped that up last week for $50,000. We just got them popping out of everywhere. So if I just get y'all understanding that, really it's happening across the board, and we want you participating and sharing and all that. Guys, thanks again. Have a great week. See some of you in Paris. The rest, we'll see you in Alaska. Y'all take care. Ooh.